All told, on Friday and Saturday, 6,500 riot police were deployed, 430 protesters were arrested, and thousands of canisters of CS and CN gas were fired, affecting both demonstrators and downtown residents in the provincial capital. Security for the event cost the Canadian government over $100 million.
Urbana activist Becca Glazer sustained injuries related to tear gas exposure on the streets of Seattle in November and December 1999. Becca was also at the FTAA protests in Quebec City.
As soon as we reached the wall, they started gassing. They used both CN and CS gas. CN gas is not as harsh. CS gas is more yellow-green colored, thicker looking. They release it in huge canisters that make exploding noises as they go off. And the police had huge stockpiles of it, big cardboard boxes full of them, and they just kept shooting off, and they would shoot way into the air. I was surprised by that. The effects of the gases, the immediate effects of the gases, depending on how much you breathe in, is vomiting, burning in the eyes, nose, and throat, can cause strange, muffled thoughts, causes central nervous system damage, permanent lung scarring, cancer, herpes blisters on the mouths, eye difficulties, can cause death when used in enclosed spaces. And it's banned by an international treaty against chemical warfare. It's used all the time. We go where the heads of state are meeting. And the state shows its threats. They are in there talking about free trade. So ironic. And breaking down boundaries. And here's the people that they are supposedly representing. Thousands of us gathered in the streets. Can't have access to the meeting. Can't have access to their tremendous luncheons. They've put a wall, they've put a barrier around themselves. And defending them is the police. And we go in a little bit like it's a war. Because what happens when there's a wall put around you? What happens when you can't breathe? Not exactly sure what to say. It's hard to have any joy at all about this. The feeling of all those people together is wonderful. The kind of pain that you have to take in joining with all those people and having a voice. Because we were heard. Whether they listen, we were heard. I heard that the head of state smelled the gas in the air. Am I appealing to the head of state? Am I appealing to the police department to let me in that wall? What am I doing?
Oh my God, it's behind us. Okay, so they've thrown tear gas behind us. Jay, gotcha.
Get up!
No. We're gonna get pretty bad gas in here.